Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd was singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes. High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo! Jesus Lizardo! It is an emergency edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Taste like Miller Time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Fritzy, it only took until December 22nd. Of the year 2024 to finally get a Dave trade, buddy. No one's talking about Lizardo. No one's thinking about it. Anyone who's listened to this pod for a long time knows how long Jack and I have been Jesus Lizardo-men, and just bang, Eagles Day. I don't think so, Dave said. Dave's like, oh, we're done. We're not doing anything else. Bang, Jesus Lizardo, obviously giving up Cabo, a legit give up, but blocked. Dude, yes, let's go. Thank you, David. Thank you. How you doing, pal?
It sounds to me that he also was worried about game one of the 2023 wild card round when they went ahead to go against Jesus Lizardo. So Jesus Lizardo is awesome. Like, I mean, when you look at pure stuff, he has some of the best stuff in the league. He's had the best stuff in the league for a long time.
He's the best prospect in the sport at a certain time, you know?
Not always the best thing. Doesn't always work out.
No. But to be fair, for us, we don't ever really get that anyway. So, you know.
Listen, it's as simple as this. Just get guys with talent. Now, he did have back issues last year that severely hampered his season. And he didn't pitch much after June. But I just read an article that 5 days ago. Said he's feeling perfectly healthy. So it's good.
Yeah,
everything's fine. Everything's good. But yes, Jesus Lizardo is someone that, I mean, literally heading into last year, I think he might have been number one on my Fritz guys list.
Oh, he was. Hold on. I can actually. So, again, longtime listeners, every year for fantasy baseball, Jack gives me a list of Fritz guys. And for like 4 years running, I'm back-to-back champ in my league. And I have to give at least a little credit to Jack. He's been like, his hit rate on these is unbelievable. Last year, a particularly great year for what it's worth. But the 2 years ago, he sent me his list of Fritz guys, and it's a bunch of names. And at the top of the list, in all caps, it just says Jesus Lizardo. Like, he was the Fritz guy.
Yeah, and he's a power guy that hasn't really even reached his full potential yet. It's crazy, James. He's been around, it feels like, our entire lives, which I know totally. That yours is longer than mine.
Just a bit.
He is 27 years old.
That which physical freak. Like, he is entering the prime of his athletic ability right now.
And what the Phillies did today is, and we'll get into what I think this could mean in a second, but at least as it stands today, that's a super rotation. I mean, Jesus Luzardo is going to be this team's three. I mean, he could be anywhere. And
I mean, that's like without Painter. Yeah, exactly.
So it's about Painter.
Yeah, I know. It's like they're five deep with, like, especially, and we'll see what, we'll get to the Ranger of it all, because I think that's what you're alluding to. We'll see what that means. But, like, if they just keep these guys and they ease Painter in, I mean, you're talking about Rangers. You're five, dude. Like, Ranger was the Cy Young front runner halfway through last season. You know, I mean, to your point, and it's what I thought about as soon as I saw the trade, you've been saying, and you've been talking more about with the bullpen, but you keep saying, look, with these teams like the Dodgers and the Mets going super team and just spending and adding guys that you can't, like, get exceptional in a certain area, become the best bullpen. And it, like, right now, I mean, I think it's easily, I mean, 1 through 5, I think the best rotation baseball, like the Mariners you put there, but they don't have the fifth like that, especially with Painter when you add in, like, just in terms of upend ability, like, it's a super rotation to your point if they decide to keep Ranger, which we'll get into.
Well, and think about what this Phillies pitching development under Caleb Cotham. I know Brian Kaplan's gone, but they brought someone in who was a lot like Brian Kaplan. And think about what they've been able to do with guys who do not have the stuff of Jesus Luzardo. I mean, look at what they've turned Chris Sanchez into. Sanchez was a cast-off, you know, that came up out of nowhere in 2023 he started against Oakland and then pitched to like 3-5. And they totally changed his career around to where he got an extension. Ranger, like you mentioned before he got hurt last year, was in the conversation for National League Cy Young. And Ranger's never been a super stuff guy. They've been able to work around some of the deficiencies that I guess Ranger has from a pitching standpoint. Jesus Luzardo is 98 on your hands with a hammer slider and a good feel for a changeup. I mean, it's
it pops.
It's eerily similar, dare I say, the left-handed version of Zach Wheeler.
Oh no, you didn't. I mean, look, career-wise, there is like less injuries for Luzardo, but like a similar, like, top tier prospect, has flashes, had really good stretches, but hasn't been able to put a full season together. Right around the same age, Wheeler, I think, was what, 28 when they signed him, maybe something like that. Like, 29, maybe, like, maybe it was even 30. Like, this is younger, and still another year of control after this. I think it's 8.5 for 1 year, and then they got him next year too. Like,
yes,
like, well, this is,
I wouldn't, such I wouldn't
a, and real quick to the stuff, when we saw him, you mentioned watching him live, like, he's one of those guys that when you're in the building for and you see the stuff live, like, it really pops.
And I wouldn't rule out an extension. I mean,
absolutely not. Yeah,
would assume that he wants to pitch and reestablish his value, and then whatever. But regardless, he could be a two. I mean, he could be a legit number two for this team, and it does help you if you know what, as Wheeler kind of winds down here. You know, he still has 3 years, so he has this year and then two more. Nola, as those guys, he's a decent bridge option. With the upside for so much more. And you look at some of the teams, obviously now Soto's in the division, having another lefty that can go against Soto is massive. And let's put it this way too. I mean, I think he's going to be an amazing starter. I can't wait to see what they can get out of him. But let's say they have
He could close in the playoffs for you without a doubt, dude. He could be an elite two-inning guy for you. Like, ooh.
100%. He could 100% do that. And while I like Starlin Cabba, it was clear that you had to wait for that bat to eventually come around, and who knows if that was going to happen. We know about the feeling. We know he's an 80 grade defensive player. To get a guy, especially what's so crazy about this, James, and I know we're kind of like working our way through this at the same time, but what's so crazy about
this is like the quickest we've recorded after a move happened in a while. Normally we've got like an hour or two at least to kind of, you know, think about it.
But the craziest part about this trade is that look at what other starters are going for, and look at what they're going for in free agency.
Totally. Blake Snell got. I mean,
it feels like an underpay, actually. Yeah. And that's not saying Starlin Cobb.
It totally does. It totally feels like an underpay, dude. Especially with the air control. Jack, this feels like what, when I checked his contract, I assumed he was heading into free agency after this year.
Me too.
Because I was like, that's what it felt like to me. It was like, oh, Cabba for 1 year, Lizardo. Great, great move. Like, I totally will take that risk. And then I saw you in 2 years. I was like, how? Like, it definitely feels like an underpay.
It does. And especially when you look at what, and I was obviously a Crochet guy, but Crochet was costing you.
Yeah, dude. Miller and Painter, they were at least asking for it. Miller and Crawford to make it happen or whatever. I mean, crazy.
Yeah. So,
and look, and Lizardo has Crochet upside. Like, maybe Crochet is probably, his ceiling is a little higher, but like Lizardo can be that. And he's certainly been more durable than Crochet.
And also let's put it this way. Had this been this time last year, you're paying way more for Jesus Lizardo.
Totally.
Way more for Jesus Lizardo. They traded almost nothing, not really nothing, but essentially nothing in the grand scheme of things for a guy who has ace level upside. He has that upside. And if you can settle in the 3-5 and under with a ton of strikeouts, you're getting a damn good pitcher that 2 years ago, I think he finished top 10 in Cy Young. If not, he was in there for a long time. I got very, very good odds.
I had him on fantasy teams because of you. So trust me, I remember he had a great year. He tapered off at the end, but like to your point, like he had like, it wasn't quite what Ranger did last year, but it was like a Ranger-esque first half, it felt like, where he was like awesome.
Totally. So I couldn't be more excited. I could not be more excited to bring him. Yeah, I mean,
especially after the Kepler pod, which, you know, can we're not a toot our own horn pod, but I thought, you know, for a couple of guys who like to do bits and not take things too seriously, I thought a really even, measured, rational Phillies podcast after the Kepler pod, but we're like, all right, so this is what it's going to be. And then it's like, bang. Merry Christmas. So, happy holidays.
Dave listened to the pod and said, all right, this clearly.
I can't do this, guys. Can't do it.
He listened to the pod and he said, I'm disappointed in them too. And he's like, I got to give them a little bit of something to start feeling like this could be a different kind of year. And listen, I think that, and you mentioned it, and we mentioned it last pod, finally building something that is super. You know, the offense, sure. Do we want another bat? I think they'll go get another bat. That's not really they'll find someone to play. Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll get another bat. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know but I would think they get a right-handed bat. I just don't know if it'll be someone who gets people excited or not.
They're a good offense. You know, they're a good offense. They were top 5 in runs last year, but, you know, it didn't feel that way at the end. Bullpen, I would like for them to go get another option back there. What if the big bullpen acquisition, James, is Andrew Painter?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I could see it. I mean, that is a classic thing that teams have done many times. I mean, we, you know, Wainwright, unfortunately, you know, but I mean, we've seen that happen.
It used to be like a bigger thing in the,
big time
2000s.
Thing. Like, let's get this guy. I mean, what's funny is that's what Mariano Rivera was originally. That was originally the plan with him. He was, you know, in front of Wetland there, but he was a starter. And they were like, oh, we're going to use him here. And then he just became Mariano Rivera. But yeah, I mean, that's a really common thing. Bring up a highly touted prospect and because of the inning stuff, like let him go be dominant over an inning or two. Fascinating. Let's put it this way. I don't think they're going to look to do it because I think they want to. I think that with Painter, how they've talked about him and they feel about him, what we know his potential to be, I think in their mind they want to, like, it seems like they want to, like, make him a starter, get him in there when they can, and just kind of move that way. It hasn't seemed like they've been very creative when they've talked about him at all, but I think it's a fascinating thought.
Yeah, well, and it's just trying to find different ways to make different parts of the team good. But yeah, I think they want to develop Andrew Painter as a starter. So I don't think they'll do it. But if they can't go out and, let's say, re-sign Hoffman or something like that, make a different kind of bullpen move, who knows? Maybe it's something on the table. I really do think, though, I think that Ranger is traded. I think
so Ranger that's what we, as soon as you said, though, you know, what's happening next, I knew exactly what you were talking about. My head went there immediately, too. Let's talk about it, because I do think the most likely thing is they move Ranger for some sort of either bullpen or bat or combo type thing in a package or whatever. And, you know, Painter's your five, or if he's not quite ready, they, you know, Taiwan and others or whatever to start the year and then go to Painter. But I agree with you. One of my first thoughts when I saw this is I was like, probably not great for Ranger.
Well, listen, Ranger has 1 year left. I don't think they really want to pay him now at the same time.
Especially not now. I mean, like, yes. I'd rather pay Lizardo than Ranger, right? I mean, Lizardo will probably get more, but still, like, you know.
Well, and he got signed by Boris. But at the same time.
Ranger you're talking about. Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes. At the same time, there is also, you're giving up a guy in a contract year that has pitched in a lot of big games for you and is looking to get paid. So you're giving up a guy who should have a good year. I mean, Ranger.
Yeah, he's motivated.
He's motivated. He should have a good year. So you have to balance that out at the same time. But again, to your point,
he is a guy who you know can pitch big, important innings for you, and that is valuable for this team, you know, trying to win too. You know,
Ranger start against the Mets is still one of the funniest things of the last year. He was horrible.
It really was. He was horrible, and yet the craftiest outing I've ever seen. You know, just guts and guile. He got out.
And then they put Jeff Hoffman out there for the second inning, and that turned out to be a bad idea.
The second inning. It wasn't. Everyone's like, oh, well, Ranger, blah, blah. It's like, if they just had to put off, but whatever. I can't.
Should have been Sanchez.
Jeff, enjoy signing with the Angels to be a starter and never being heard from again. We love you, buddy.
Well, I hope he's back. But
obviously.
With Ranger, yeah, I just, to be able to trade him for maybe a bat right now and go that route, add another piece to this lineup, you know, and just try to round out the edge of this thing. When they're on Crochet this whole offseason or whatever, the fact that they wanted another starter, I think they wanted another starter this whole offseason, it felt like a precursor.
Yes, very clearly. Yeah. They were in on Crochet from the jump, and then they traded for like a cheaper but better version potentially of Crochet. Yes.
Sure. So yeah, I think this could lead to a Ranger traded for a bat kind of move, and we'll see. But either way, I'm just so relieved that they're not just, this is fine. We'll win.
Well, especially after we literally finished the pod, and what was it, like an hour later, Dave's talking and saying like, we're done, guys. Nothing to see here. Can't spend any money. We're out, you know? And I do think the money thing is part of it. Like, they've talked about too much on that, but look, and I don't love that, but if it's a reset, then you go back to spending and whatever. Like, they've spent a lot of money. I'm not going to rip Middleton at any point for money right now. But if you are going to have any sort of financial implications with what you do, like, this was a freaking brilliant move to upgrade your roster, to go get a guy who's making $8.5 million this year, like, who could potentially be a key piece in you winning a World Series, theoretically. I mean, that's damn good stuff, man. Damn good stuff.
It is. And they didn't sit on their hands. And it just leads me to believe, okay, can they get one other move done? Mm-hmm. Can they get? And I will say, this is now the third straight signing this offseason. No one mentioned.
Yep. Totally.
No one saw Kepler. No one saw Romano.
All three names were not linked to the Phillies at all at any point.
Not even on our stupid perfect off seasons, which continue to be a waste of time for everyone involved. But I do not care. They'll be done until the end of this podcast if that ever happens.
They're motivational. You know, it's just to get Dave thinking and to get him going a little bit and to see what could be, you know?
God, dude, Jesus Lizardo,
I'm
man.
I'm so excited. Oh. So fun, dude. And a fun move. Like, we haven't had many, like, we both like the Kepler and Romano signings in a vacuum. And that's why we're like, if this is it, like, not inspiring, but like, I like these moves. when he does this, now it makes me like those moves even more. I like the whole encompassing thing of it all. And this is an actual exciting move.
Might be the biggest and most interesting trade Dave's made.
Yeah, it's the Dave trade. Yeah, it absolutely is.
And
I think he got as much for Starlin Cabba as he could. He maximized Starlin Cabba's value.
Dude, when they – so I was in a group text this morning, and someone put in there Lizardo. And I begrudgingly opened my Twitter app or X app. And and I was like, where'd he go? Is he a Cub?
I bet he's a Yankee or something, right? Yeah. The Mets. Steve Cohen went and got Lizardo. Great. Cool. Thanks, man.
I bet some other team made some fun move. And then it was Bills. And I haven't smiled that much since Harper's home run in game two.
Why I appreciate you who let me know texting me with the Lizardo exclamation points all caps. So it's like, in this case, I'm assuming it's not Steve Cohen when I see the excited text, you know? So yes. For other text messengers in the future, don't make people sweat. Okay.
Well, and extra shout out to Dave, knowing that baby number two could be coming any day now.
Oh, buddy.
Making sure that we at least got Lizardo in the fold.
Where are we at? Is Jesus Fritz on the table or no? I mean, it's, you know, Christmas time. I mean, like, Jesus feels like an appropriate name, you know? Jesus Fritz!
And he's been one of my babies for a long time.
Forever, yes.
And now
it makes more sense than naming him Juan Fritz. That was just a bit like Jesus Fritz is like meaningful.
Yeah. And then he goes out and pitches to an ERA over 5 and has back issues. And, you know, he never gets brought up ever again. So, but man, it's a great day. It's a great freaking day, man. They got a guy with legitimate ace level upside. They built a super rotation, and if they're gonna more starting pitching's never the worst thing in the world. Totally. Especially
if they don't trade Ranger, fine. You know what I mean? Fine.
I'm not dying to trade Ranger, by the way. I think that there's a high likelihood he's out of here. So, man, they got better today, and they moved their needle forward. And people are like, oh, there's so many not needle-moving moves. This is a legitimate needle mover. So, man, happy Sunday.
Well, and it's a legitimate needle mover while, the risk-reward is so freaking high. It's not like, giving Juan Soto $765 million, that moves the needle. But you're still giving the guy $51 million a year for the next 15 years. Like, they traded up a really nice prospect, but a guy who can't hit. We've seen that the great fielder can't hit thing a lot recently at a position that's blocked. Like it just feels like he took because Cobb wasn't a distressed asset, but like an asset that wasn't as good an asset for you as it could be for someone else, and maximized it into something just like so much more than I thought he could get back for it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And stop looking at his numbers last year. Okay. Yeah,
go back.
Take a deep breath. He's
watch
healthy.
Videos. Just go on and search Twitter for Jesus of Lizardo pitching ninja stuff or whatever that's out there. Like, yeah, he's nasty, dude.
It's awesome. That's a good move. Awesome. That's a good move. So, yay! Didn't anticipate an emergency pot on this.
I'm so excited. I didn't either. I'm so happy. All right, we'll be back if they make a move. If not, happy holidays to everyone. I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all of it, whatever you celebrate. Obviously, we'll be back, and I think there'll be more moves. I don't know if there'll be this will probably be the biggest needle mover, but you know, there'll be fringe moves coming. There'll be maybe a Ranger trade. Boehm's still out there. It's going to be fascinating. So we'll have a lot to talk about. And a warm and happy wish of luck and goodbye to High Hopes Night in Wilmington star Amarion Boyd. He made two unbelievable catches in that game we went down to. So good luck, Amarion. I hope it works out well. Yeah.
He's going to cover a lot of ground down there in Miami.
In that huge outfield out there. Yeah.
For 5,000 fans.
All right. We will be back, Dave, if Dave wants us to. Otherwise, we'll be back after the holidays. But Let's freaking go, baby. All right. Until then, he's Fritz himself.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.